Warning, this show contains strong language and topics that some viewers may find offensive. Listener discretion is advised.
Hello, wrestling fans, and welcome to another edition of The Super. My hair is terrible today. I am Andy Kwan, and with me as always is Sam Brooks.
And my hair is fabulous today. Thank you for asking. So before we start, I want to talk about what happened last week.
What happened last week?
Raw was terrible.
It was bad.
It was literally, having reflected on it for about a week now, it got worse with age. Like, nothing about it was okay.
It's like the opposite of a fine wine. It's like a turd. It just gets worse.
Well, you know how they say turds age over time? They stink out the place.
Bit like Kane.
You know, I was optimistic about Kane.
I thought he was going to be good.
Well, when should I ever listen to you anyway? You're the kind of person who gives advice saying to throw shit at dogs, okay? You're hardly qualified.
By the way, I'm drinking a cup that says it must be love. There is no love for Kane here!
There's no love for you either.
That's probably true, yes.
Probably. It is. So, let's have a look at what our fanbase had to say about the terrible, terrible Raw episode, shall we?
Let's talk about that. Samuel.
Very good, Mr. Robot Kwan, okay. Getting big for skinny, says. Raw sucks. And NXT sucks. But slightly better. But
what?
Still sucks.
NXT does not suck.
Alternative is where it's at. I wouldn't say NXT's bad. I would say it's not as good as it used to be. When it had, say, Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Adrian Neville, Hideo Itami on the screen all the time. Now, none of them are on NXT.
I came to the party a bit late with NXT.
I have a feeling I watched it when it was at its peak, so now it's kind of like, it's almost as if it's developmental.
I think it's still good. I think it's better than the main roster. I think it's better than a lot of things right now.
Well, it's not hard to be, considering what happens on the main roster.
Yeah, true, but I mean, like, I can't, like, besides some PWG, and I'm trying to get back into Ring of Honor, but, like, fucking, they put all their pay-per-views not on iPay-per-view anymore, so I'm like, how do I watch this?
Illegally.
I want to give this company money. I want to give them my money. This
then
is
donate
the
to their PayPal. Buy merchandise. What do you want?
The point is that, I think NXT is one of the best shows right now. We basically said I have borderline ADHD, so
borderline is questionable.
Whatever. So a 1 hour show is actually pretty perfect because I can't be arsing for 3 hours. But equally, I can't sit through 2 hours of shit. Like, I couldn't sit through SmackDown, or I couldn't sit through TNA, for instance. I don't know how the fuck you put yourself through it, but, you know, that's a thing.
Well, I've justified it over the past several weeks that I have been watching TNA, is because it's different than Raw. Raw is, like, stifling and just the same each and every week. Impact, whilst it is bad, I'm not saying it's not good. I'm not saying it is good. I'm saying it's bad. But it's something else. It's different. That's enough for me to watch it.
1 minute, Sam. Yeah. I'm working tomorrow, yes, I'm coming. Don't fart! Get out! I'm doing a podcast, and I'm on webcam. What?
What time?
I'm working 12 till 6 tomorrow, and you just fart smells! That's an awful fuck! Oh, it hurts my eyes! Why do you come in here and just fart and then leave? You sick man! Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm just facepalming at what the hell goes on in your house every fucking day. Can you believe this? Anyway.
My dad will come in and fart and leave.
Moving on, we have Gabe Welty, who says, I've gotten to the point where I'm just waiting for Triple H to stage a corporate takeover and make NXT the flagship show. Raw is then the developmental show, where people fight to be on NXT. 99% of the main roster has been misused to the point that one forgets how enjoyable talents like The Ascension and Lucha Dragons can be, because they haven't been used correctly. Take the Divas back, take KO back, take everyone back. Ryback. He didn't say that. Take the New Day too. Raw doesn't deserve the mountain of talent that they throw away each week for the bullshit they do with fucking Kane.
I mean, I kind of see where he's coming from, but that will never happen. Like,
it won't ever happen, but it's a nice thing to think about.
I mean, like, the thing is, I agree when he says they're being misused, which might be a good topic or a good segue, but we might have other comments. But yeah, I can see his point with people being misused, which we'll probably discuss later.
And I don't think anyone will ever go back to NXT unless they're in need of developing, because, as we said time and time over and over again, NXT, whilst it is better than the main roster, is still developmental for a reason.
Mm.
That's why people like Baron Corbin and Dana Brooke are still there. Because they're not
great.
Good enough to be on WWE TV. They're improving rapidly where they were at the start of the year, but Baron, it's still developmental.
Improving does not compute.
And we have one more comment. I think we'll be able to get a good debate going on this. Rebel Lunatic says, how can you like the New Day? That team is so bad. Carrying the product? Yeah, right. That's bullshit.
They're the only entertaining thing on the show.
Name one thing that's more entertaining than what the New Day are putting on right now. And sure, entertainment is subjective. Like, people enjoy certain things, people enjoy other things, but when you have people like John Cena, and you have Seth Rollins being booked the way he is, and you have Kane, and you have Sheamus, you have Randy Orton, you have the eternally boring, never-ending feud between Roman Reigns and Bray Wyatt.
Right.
It makes the New Day seem like gold by comparison, because everything else around them is just really, really terrible. And sure, the New Day isn't the best thing since sliced bread, but
oh god, no.
Come on, they're the most entertaining thing on the product, purely by default, almost.
I mean,
because the rest
by,
is so bad.
It's not just by default. I feel like it grew organically, which is
kind of the key issue
that I keep moaning about, that nothing is organic. Like, I feel like if WWE knew that Xavier Woods was doing the Final Fantasy theme or something from Final Fantasy with his trumpet every week, they wouldn't allow him to do it. But because they're just stupid and dumb and don't know anything and just don't give a fuck, it's great.
It is great. And the fact that they have a good, like, social media profile, because they do, like, silly vines and tweets and things that gives
right.
an insight to backstage.
That's great.
What we want. That's what we need. That's what we like to see. And they're the only ones, other than Team Bad, who do it with the New Day. They're the only ones doing that now. And that's entertainment in itself. So, I get what you mean. I get that the New Day might not be everyone's favorite stable or tag team or anything, but they are very, very good compared to what else is happening. Because
yeah.
everyone else is just being misused or wasted or just booked improperly.
At least they're all being used, and it's in a way that's completely different.
Exactly.
And what, like, Kofi was a heel originally in this group. Who would have thought Kofi would be a heel? You know, so at least it's, like, original and different.
It is.
So, moving on.
Yes, let's move on. Speaking of things that are different, and NXT, kind of, we move on to what we're talking about this week. We have the latest NXT call-up.
Is it my eyes? When you look at me?
No, your eyes haven't been called up.
Chaos
it is, in
project.
Fact.
That's it, you three.
NXT superstar Tyler Breeze has made his official WWE main event debut on SmackDown, of all places.
Why SmackDown?
What the fuck was that noise?
That was me trying to do... It was me trying to do Darth Vader. No, but I ended up doing, like, some kind
Skeletor.
Of...
Skeletor. You ended up doing Skeletor, Andy.
Or a cow.
Skele-cow. Anyway.
Cowator.
Fucking Tyler Breeze made his debut on SmackDown this week. It was We're essentially spoiling this, or it might be common knowledge by the time this episode comes out. I don't fucking know anymore, but basically on SmackDown, The Miz brought out Summer Rae and Dolph Ziggler for Miz TV for whatever reason. I don't know
why. I thought this was over.
So did I. Apparently not.
I can't it end.
Ziggler says that he's done with Summer and is no longer interested. Summer says she's fine with that. Let me finish. She says that she's fine because she's moved on and has a new man. Out comes Tyler Breeze.
Is it my eyes when you look at me?
Breeze cuts a promo and attacks Ziggler.
Nice.
So they're setting up Ziggler vs. Breeze.
I don't mind that. That's a good starting point.
I don't know. I don't know.
If Tyler goes over Ziggler, that's great.
But think about this. John Cena is taking time off. He has his last open challenge for a while at Hell in a Cell.
Hooray!
Why not have Breeze take the title from him at Hell in a Cell?
I get that
it would be really soon out of the gate, but Paige won the Divas Championship in her first night.
And also, no one watches SmackDown, so you could just pretend like this is his actual debut. Technically, it's his pay-per-view debut, so technically...
Yeah, exactly.
So in theory, why not fuck it? I mean, like, I think a lot of people were like, oh my god, it's Tyler Breeze! And, like, not literally the bit at the start of his theme song, but I mean, like, legit, people would go mad, I think, with happiness.
If they know who he is. We don't know how many people in the standard, like, main event audience are going to know who Tyler Breeze is.
He's a dickhead that carries a furry selfie stick. That's instant heat. He's just a twat. Like, that's great. Brilliant. Instant heat.
Yeah, sure, I guess you can paint him as, like, a narcissistic, self-centered, millennial.
You instantly get that from him if you've never seen him before.
If you've ever seen Zoolander, you have a good idea of what Breeze is all about.
I don't know what that is.
It's the fucking Ben Stiller movie. Jesus Christ, Andy, watch a movie.
I do watch movies!
Not the good ones.
I want to watch the new Star Wars movie. Oh my god, that trailer gave me a raging erection.
So... Breeze and Summer Rae are paired up now. Okay, it could be worse. Could be worse. I don't hate Summer Rae. Summer Rae is good in select ways. Not the best in the ring for some reason, but she can cut a good promo. So, if you ever need a good manager, I'd say Summer Rae's a shoe-in for someone like Tyler Breeze, who shares a similar personality. At the very least.
I mean, it makes more sense than Dolph.
Makes more sense than Rusev.
Oh, yeah, Jesus, yeah.
Are you kidding? Like, as good a pairing they were, it didn't make any sense for them to be together in kayfabe anyway, so... And it's like, okay, so Tyler Breeze has made his debut by attacking Dolph Ziggler. If you're gonna be paired with anyone in your first feud, I guess Dolph Ziggler isn't the worst choice, but at the same time, Fandango was paired with Chris Jericho in his debut.
I mean,
look where he is now. He's vanished off the face of the earth. I'm just worried that something will happen where Breeze eventually just flounders in the mid-card and doesn't go anywhere, because the track record for moving people up in WWE hasn't always been good.
It's never been good.
Well, you say that. Are you saying that there's never been a successful NXT call-up, Andy?
Okay, Seth Rollins is an exception.
The Shield.
People remember that as the greatest thing ever. There was really shit moments. You do remember it's not the greatest thing in the entire world. There were bad moments.
Look where they are now, though.
Is that my point? Seth is good.
Seth is WWE World Heavyweight Champion. He's broken several records. Roman is a shoo-in to be the face of a company. Whether we like it or not, that's success. Like, you can't deny that's successful. And Dean Ambrose is the most over babyface in the company right now, so... I would consider that successful NXT call-ups. But then, on the same end of the spectrum, you have...
Neville,
who's not quite in the terrible region, because whilst he's been doing something, he's not really doing anything as well. He's put in six-man tag matches, like, consistently over the past couple of months, to the point where it's like, he's just there. Not really doing anything, not having an established feud with anybody. You could argue King Barrett, but at the same time, who cares?
That's not a thing. He's just a...
And then, moving further along the spectrum, you have Adam Rose, Bo Dallas. People who have...
The Lucha Dragons.
I wouldn't group the Lucha Dragons in there. I don't know. A couple of those names are better than Adam Rose and Bo Dallas. I mean... Bo Dallas is a former NXT champion, one of the most popular characters NXT has literally ever seen. Now he's nothing. He's the guy people beat up every now and then when they have no other jobbers.
I kind of hate Full Sail. I don't know. I kind of hate... Is it me, or was the last event really shit in comparison to Brooklyn? Like, just the fact that it was that small crowd. I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know.
I disagree. They've had takeover events exclusively at Full Sail a long time before Brooklyn, and those events have received rave reviews. They've been
I'm sure they were, but now that they've gone from being, like...
Now they've gone to Brooklyn, going back to Full Sail is just...
weird. I don't know. I just... Because the thing is... I mean, no, actually, that's no true, different, or whatever, because there was a New York crowd. They're like the smarkiest fuckers on the earth.
Full Sail are worse, though. I mean, I hate the Full Sail crowd for different reasons.
They
constantly try to get themselves over more than they do anyone else.
They have
five different chants every single taping. They are, like, they're the kind of crowd that would chant, "We are awesome."
Yeah, I hate those people. I fucking...
No, you're not awesome. You're a fucking crowd. Know your fucking place.
I think the thing is, as well, is that you need to put these guys in front of 20,000 people maybe a couple of times and just see how people react who may not watch NXT.
Well, to be fair, Tyler Breeze did have a match with Jushin Thunder Liger at Brooklyn. So even if he did lose that match, if that hasn't gotten him, like, noticed or over with people, I would be very surprised, because that was actually a decent match.
True, but...
And his match with Apollo Crews at Respect was also pretty good. I mean, Breeze is 1-5 at TakeOver events. Like, he doesn't win at them, but you still remember him as a decent performer, and someone who you would put as a shoe-in to be the next NXT champion, but for some reason... Let's just talk about his old NXT run before we talk about his main event possibilities.
You're going to have to fill me in on a part of it, because I wasn't watching NXT for a long time.
Well, we're not going to go into too much specific detail, but we're basically just going to outline what he's been doing recently in NXT.
Okay, good, because now I can talk about that, yeah.
So, he had a kind of flirting with the NXT championship when he was made number one contender when he beat Sami Zayn one time in a shock victory.
Right.
He didn't win the title because I believe Adrian Neville was actually champion at that point. This is around the time that TakeOver and TakeOver Fatal 4-Way were happening.
Okay.
So this is like the beginning of the network specials for NXT.
Right.
So he's been close to being in the main event of NXT, and he has been for a couple of occasions, but he never won the gold at any given point. So, and then when Kevin Owens came in and destroyed Sami Zayn, it kind of put Breeze on the sidelines, and so he didn't really have anyone to feud with other than occasional things with Paul Dempsey, I remember, being one of his opponents. I don't know, it's kind of a blur when you consider Breeze was there when NXT's biggest stars were also there. Like we've said before, the main five of NXT were there, so it's kind of hard to focus on what he was doing, but I don't remember him doing anything too bad. Let's just say that. And then he moved on to feud with people like Apollo Crews is his most recent one, who is getting a rocket on his back, I think, and is getting a shot at the championship. So, I don't know. I think it puts into question, do you need to win the NXT championship in order to be a successful call-up? I'm going to go ahead and say no.
I might say yes.
Well, think about it. We've already mentioned Bo Dallas.
Right.
Big E Langston. You wouldn't know he was NXT champion at one point unless
you researched it.
He beat Seth Rollins. He was the second ever NXT champion. Then Bo Dallas beat him.
Are you speaking words? What? Seriously?
You didn't know this?
No, I didn't fucking know this.
Point proven.
What the fuck? Okay, right? Fine.
But then you have people like Sami Zayn, Kevin Owens, Adrian Neville. Sure, Kevin Owens has moved up, and he's won, like, two singles titles within his first year in the company. That's dynamite. That's better than what most can dream of doing, so there's no question with Kevin Owens. Sami Zayn, unfortunately, has gotten injured, but he was NXT champion for the shortest amount of time. He's gonna be the new Daniel Bryan. I have a very specific feeling, because he's just so over. He's got that same kind of likability that Bryan has.
When is he meant to be coming back, by the way?
January, about then, I believe he said.
How fucked up is his injury?
No idea. Really bad shoulder injury. But anyway. And then you have people like Bray Wyatt, who never won the NXT Championship, and yet he's had... Will you shut the fuck up? Seriously? Right? He doesn't do that anymore! He hasn't done that in over a goddamn year. Will you stop that?
Still funny, though.
No, it's not. You do this all the time. You take things and you constantly spam them, like a bad AI robot, to the point of them just being annoying. Stop herping and derping, you mongoloid. Anyway.
That's Bray Wyatt, not me.
Bray Wyatt has faced John Cena and The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
And lost.
And lost. But that's still successful. Just because he's not over with you, Andy, that doesn't mean Bray Wyatt hasn't been successful.
No, he's just... there.
He's not just there, he's an important part of the program.
They've been lying to you, man.
He said that once, never again. Please stop. Anyway. Tyler Breeze, is he going to be successful on the main roster? I hope so.
Oh god, I hope so. But his gimmick, the fact he's carrying a selfie stick, is contemporary as fuck. Vince would be like, I don't get it.
Well, sure, but at the same time, you have to have Vince's approval before you randomly call up talent, so I imagine Vince obviously sees something in him to warrant this in the first place, no?
Maybe.
And I mean, I think it's a thing where they're putting him in the mid-card first and foremost. I imagine he'll challenge for one of the, the Intercontinental or the United States Championship. Like I've said before, I wish he would have answered John Cena's open challenge and won it from him.
He can still open the challenge.
He can still answer the open challenge.
He can open and
John Cena's the one who opens the challenge.
He's
going to open up a can of answers.
Tyler Breeze doesn't answer challenges. He opens them. Is it my eyes when you look at...
Yeah.
It is. Tyler Breeze is good. And I just don't want them to fuck this up. They fucked up the Lucha Dragons, which, yes, Kalisto...
Did they?
Yes!
How did they fuck up the Lucha Dragons? They didn't change
they were
anything
so good
about
at NXT,
them.
NXT, and then now they're just... Kalisto should be their new Mexican star. Like, fact. They should be, like, the new, like, kind of fucking, like, replacing Rey. Or replacing fucking anyone else that they've tried over the years. Kalisto is actually really good, but they keep fucking him up because they're not pushing him or doing anything with him.
He's in a tag team with Sin Cara. He's not. If he was a single star, you would have a complete case, but he's in a tag team with Sin Cara, so I'm not expecting a push from him at all. I'm expecting him to be a decent tag team in a division that needs it. That division needs exciting tag teams, and if you have the Lucha Dragons there, it's only going to benefit that division. Kalisto will eventually be a single star, but until then, the division needs him. So, I don't see how you're saying the Lucha Dragons have been fucked up when the Ascension have been royally fucked up.
Oh, yeah, but that's the
worst example.
Oh, let's give them face paint and some goofy-looking...
Let's turn them into a rip-off Legion of Doom Road Warriors thing, even though there's absolutely no need to do that in the first place.
They were fine
as... JBL bury them every single week on commentary until they eventually beat the New Age Outlaws at the Royal Rumble, and then literally do absolutely nothing for the whole year until you randomly pair them with Stardust. Why? Cosmic Wasteland has no reason to exist. They have a boner recently for like 6-man tags. You saw on Raw this past week there was like 4 of them.
Oh my god. You know how Cody Rhodes presented Samoa Joe and Finn Balor with the fucking that trophy?
Yeah, he was out of character. He was just Cody Rhodes.
You know how many people are so happy just to see Cody Rhodes?
No, here's the thing.
See Cody Rhodes!
I like Stardust.
No, he's fucking awful.
He's not awful.
He is
He's
awful.
Booked awfully.
No, he is awful.
No, his character's fine. It's different. Okay, do you hate Goldust?
Yes.
Why do you... I forget you hate anything outlandish and you prefer to watch UFC.
I did. You did do a video about this.
Mm-hmm.
But then again, you said I hated The Rock. Well, he's not outlandish. How is The Rock outlandish?
Oh yeah, because people love to refer to themselves in the third person every time they speak.
I am the Quad.
And call themselves The Rock.
It's not outlandish.
The Rock is completely outlandish. Are you
Dwayne
crazy?
The Rock Johnson turned up to about 15, okay? That's probably how The Rock. Have you seen his Instagram? After he works out, for Christ's sake, he starts dancing for no reason. What a human being does that? Oh yeah, The Rock.
You're proving my point.
No, meaning that's how he acts in real life. Meaning that's how he is, probably.
Meaning he's outlandish in real life.
Stop it, that's not what I mean.
You're literally saying that.
I hate shit gimmicks like Zombie Undertaker and Demon Kane. Fuck off.
There's no point arguing with you about anything. It's like talking to a fucking brick wall. Anyway. Breeze.
Febreze, or like literally Breeze? Anyway, Tyler Breeze is good, and I want him to have a better finisher than that stupid kick.
What's wrong with his kicks?
I like that backward spinny kick thing. What's it called?
The beauty shot.
Okay. Can he have it in?
His finisher?
Yeah.
What are you saying, Andy? What's your problem?
Can he have another move?
Why?
I don't know.
He's got more than one move, Andy, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, I know that, but...
You want him to have a different finisher?
Yeah.
Why?
Because I feel like Neville does that move a lot, and so does other people. I don't know.
A spinning kick?
X-Pac did it as a move.
Who cares?
I don't know.
X-Pac also punched people. What's your point?
X-Pac also rubbed his dick in people's faces.
And got his asshole torn up. What are you saying? What are you trying to say? Breeze should have a different finishing move for what reason? Because X-Pac kicked people?
No, because...
Like, what are you saying?
I just never liked the move. I don't know why. It just seems out of character for him.
What do you mean, out of character?
When I think of a move called the beauty shot, it's like almost like they should, like... You should drive his opponent's head in the mat with their face. Being ironic. Bit like the Emperor or something. But not actually the Emperor. But you get what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
because kick to the face is just light surgery compared to slamming it down onto a mat. What's your problem?
I don't know. Just continue.
You're not making any sense at all. You're like, he should have a new finishing move because kicks are not good. What?
I'm tired. Please continue.
Fucking hell, I think we're done here, basically. I think we've said really? All that we can say about Tyler Breeze moving up. Just don't mess it up. Please.
Yeah, God, don't fuck this up.
You
please.
Have the opportunity but in I, your hand.
I mean,
don't mess it up.
I feel like they fucked up Kevin Owens.
Are you insane?
No, I mean, Cena beats him twice in a row. I feel like Kevin Owens should be...
He beat Cena in his debut.
Like
he's won
the
Intercontinental Championship. He just beat Mark Henry on Raw.
Yeah, but
how have they fucked him up?
Beating Mark Henry is... I mean...
He pop-up powerbombed Mark Henry.
True, but it's Mark Henry. Who cares?
It's Mark Henry.
Yeah.
Big deal. But they haven't fucked up Kevin Owens. Are you crazy? He's won 2 singles titles within a year of his debut. That's impressive. That's not fucking him up. It's booking him weirdly, sure, but it's not messing him up. I think he's been fine.
I feel like his stock has gone down a bit.
His stock has gone down how?
Because...
From what to what?
He was really over.
Still is really over. He hasn't gotten any less over.
I don't know. Fine. Whatever. So... Don't fuck up Tyler Breeze.
Yeah, don't fuck up Tyler Breeze. You have all of the creativity in your arsenal, but we know it can go either one of two ways.
I don't want him to be a Neville. I want him to be a...
Well, even if he was a Neville, it would be fine. I just don't want him to be a Bo Dallas or an Adam Rose.
I don't want him to be
an
Adam Rose.
That's what I'm worried about.
Let's make sure that he is a... Seth Rollins?
Naming a bit high, but okay, fine. So, what do you think of Tyler Breeze moving up to the main roster? Is this a good move? Is this a bad move? Should he have done more in NXT? Leave a comment below. We'll talk about it next week. You can also find us on Facebook with The Supler. You can also find us on Twitter at The Supler. We're on iTunes for Supler Wrestling Podcast. Am I forgetting anything, Andy?
Our Twitter account.
Fucking hell, Andy, do you... Supla.com is what you're meant to say, where we have all of this on our website.
We post articles and stuff and extra things. Like, you can find out everything about me if you really wanted to. Don't know why you would, but you can if you like.
And with that, I think this weird train wreck edition of the Supla is over, so I've been Sam Brooks.
Oh, God, I need to get more sleep.
And you are a sleepy Lord Farquaad. Until next
not
week...
Not Lord Farquaad, we will have a perfect kingdom!
Bye. Why? What is with you today? You're all over the place. You're all over the shop. You're all up in Dreamcatcher. What is that?
Is it my eyes when you look at me? Like, I forgot you. I don't have a selfie stick, so I can't pretend like I am Tyler Breeze. Can we just go on with this?
I'm waiting for you!